And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind.
So they have an extra one. How about that?
And that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Three.
Hey, everybody.
So great. I can't believe you played that.
I did.
All right, cool.
The podcast is sponsored. We actually have two sponsors this week. The podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts, and we want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. And the podcast is also sponsored by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. That's right. Big, long name for somebody telling you to buckle up. Seriously, that's all it's about. There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. Not anymore. I mean, it used to be your cars had no seatbelts and all that. They have them now. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Click it or ticket.
Click it or ticket. Ticket.
Yeah, bringing that
Click
back,
it
man.
Or ticket.
So we have a bunch of people in here today. As we've said, the Marines have landed.
Yep.
And they're basically taking over our studio. So we're just gonna leave and let y'all do your let you do your thing.
So Angel and Marines, it's you guys were in the same unit, right? And you guys are having a reunion in town. So that's where everyone's here.
Yes, this is our Marine Corps reunion 2.0. We did this back in 2016 in Las Vegas, and we wanted to have it in a place that was a little more central, in so other people can come. Not everybody could fly out to Las Vegas when we did that back then.
Yeah.
So we decided let's go to Nashville. I've never been here, and several of us have not either. So
last night was the first night of your crew getting together, and how'd the town treat you?
It was a big Nashville welcome. We tore it up. I got to say, we tore it up. We didn't plan that. It just happened.
Yeah.
Like it always does.
Yeah.
Wait, you're saying you didn't plan to tear it up?
Sure.
We're like, hey, guys, on the first night, let's just meet and take some selfies and whatnot. And there's a bar right there, too. So let's
maybe. That's the thing is, like, most of the time you try to do that. You go, okay, so how many nights am I there? So I really want to, I'm going to make the last night my big night. That way I can function for the first couple nights. And it never works. Usually it falls apart during the first night. And then you're, like, suffering the next day, like a couple of you are right now.
I will tell you guys something about the Marines. When we came back, when we went to Japan to do our to the USO tour, the first base we went to was Camp Fuji, and it's a Marine base, and it was so out of control that I was like, oh my gosh, this I came up, the CEO comes up afterwards, and I'm apologizing, like, because it really was like. Like, guys are coming up on stage, they're, like, dancing with the girls, and you know, and Patrick, yeah. And so,
at one point, they were doing push-ups with the girls sitting on their backs. I mean, it was just, yeah. It was show-off fest.
Never been there.
And, yeah.
Marines showing off, really?
They had a big jar that had sake and a dead venomous snake inside.
I've seen that.
Yeah. Abu Sak.
That's right.
They all know it by name.
Familiar.
And it smells like death. It's awful. Anyway,
there's little bits of dead skin from the snake floating in it. It's like, they're like, you want to try? I'm like, no. Nope.
But the CEO comes up, and I'm like, man, hey, boy, that was a wild one. He goes, God, that was the best show we've ever had here. And I was like, oh, okay, well, great. Okay. He goes, yeah. He goes, these guys, they need that, man. They got to have this. They need that, just that released, because, man, you know, just out there in the middle of nowhere, Japan, and just firing off artillery, and you know, and I was just like, oh, okay, well.
Well, we were there with a couple comedians, Jesse May Peluso and Carly Aquilino, and they, I forget which one at the end said, I thought somebody was going to eat us. it was that wild and that fun.
That's,
I mean,
pretty great.
We do these game night shows all the time, but nothing has ever compared to that, because.
And the rest of the shows were. Lame.
Not lame.
Compared
to
that?
More, they were just,
yeah, they were.
More, they were safer.
Yes.
They were safer.
No one
safer.
Brought a snake on stage after that, Bubba, so that's lame.
That's the thing about Marines. When we're supposed to be disciplined, we are. And then after hours, forget about it.
Yeah, it was nuts. And then afterwards, going up in the
O Club.
Yeah, and just doing the karaoke and the. Oh, wow.
I don't get the karaoke thing. I don't know. Who's been stationed in Japan? Anybody? Mm. Yep. What is it? Okay. So what is it with karaoke in Japan?
The Japanese love karaoke.
Yeah, but it's not just the Japanese. It's like that thing where it's like when in Rome.
Yeah.
Like the Marines.
Marines adapt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing. Like every single base, whether it was the Marines, the Army, Navy, it was karaoke central.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
All your questions can just be answered by the word alcohol.
Yeah.
Introduce that to the Marines. Possibilities are endless. We always go with the theory, did you die? And
yeah. No.
You're good. You're good.
When we were at Camp Zama, before the show or after the show, there was a like a little room that was really, man, I didn't know what it was. So, it was like a very small. It wasn't very. It was a quarter the size of this room, of this studio. And I kind of heard noise and music coming from it. Opened the door, and it looked like I was on mushrooms. The entire room was like purple and like weird black lights and flashing lights and things falling from the ceiling. And everyone's just in there on couches having drinks and singing Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah. And you left early.
Yeah.
I mean, you should have seen it later in the night. We shut that place down with the colonel, and it was a good night.
It sounds like it.
You missed out, brother. We were posing like pinup girls on the carpet at the end.
I'm sorry I missed that.
That was live last night.
Yeah.
Was that you guys last? That was you last night.
Yeah.
Hey.
Call him back, Nasty. He got a little out of control.
Did you get it? Was there good music last night playing?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
I could really shake my ass to anything. So really, yeah. I got talent.
It could have been us singing.
He
you
was pole dancing on one of the stop signs.
Oh, that's always nice.
One of those buses come by with a bunch of women, and you know,
like a wedding party.
I see a pole. I gotta go.
Yeah.
The bachelorette party comes by. Right. And you put
yes,
on a show.
Right.
Did they throw singles at you?
No, but they did give me a lot of claps.
Darn near jumped out for him. Yeah.
You're the reason why the city's gonna have to start greasing the poles to keep.
Well, you know, they do that, like in New Orleans. They grease the poles just to keep people from climbing and getting hurt because of people like you.
Yeah.
They climb, they get 13, 14 feet in the air, and they're drunk, they fall, and, you know, it's
ugly.
Can
you imagine being the guy who has to do that job?
The pole greaser?
The pole greaser. How about that on your resume?
I was going to say, that's the one thing worse than the job is the job title.
Yeah.
I'm the pole greaser. What do you do? I grease poles.
How many crotches have touched this pole before? Yeah.
Yes.
Mine. I guarantee it.
So, we were considering and talking about maybe New Orleans for our next one, but no, I think we'll reconsider that. Somewhere with less poles.
Well, as someone who grew up just miles from the French Quarter, it is a good time. Just don't plan it during Mardi Gras because you won't. It'll be way too crowded for you to do what you guys want to do. And I mean, if you want to run Bourbon Street, you want to run the Quarter, well, do it on your on a weekend where some big event isn't going on.
I'll tell you my Mardi Gras story was, so I'm from a small town in Tennessee, from Cookeville, Tennessee, and when I had moved to Baton Rouge, and you know he's from Houma, and Patrick is from New Iberia, Louisiana, so you know they're basically locals, and so I didn't know, I had heard of Mardi Gras, like I knew of it, I didn't know what it was. I thought it was like a religious holiday, and it technically is, but it's not. Mm. And so I was at the station, and this guy who works there, JJ, says, hey, D, he was just a wild, kind of a crazy guy, and he's like, you want to go to Mardi Gras down in the Quarter? It's Mardi Gras Day. It's Mardi Gras itself.
Which actually is the most mellow of the days because everybody's like, partied out after the weekend.
It's like 11 o'clock in the morning. It's after the show. And I go, yeah, I guess. So we drive from Baton Rouge to New Orleans, and he's driving, and he stops to get gas, and he comes out with a paper sack with some alcohol in it. And he's just drinking, heading down the road. And I was like, oh, my God, how are you been doing that? And he's like, oh, we've got to get ready. And I was like, okay. So we get to the Quarter, And there's people, I mean, it's pretty packed, but it's not like at night when you see like the pictures and videos. But it's quite pretty crowded. And he says, hey, man, I'm going to go get a drink. And he says, I'll just stay right here. I'll just wait for you. So I'm leaning up against this wall underneath this balcony. Now, again, I have no idea about anything at all. I don't know a thing about the beads. I didn't know anything. And these two chicks stop in front of me, and they're not looking at me. They're looking up on the balcony. And there's some yelling going back and forth. There's music. It's kind of hard to hear. And I'm just kind of looking around, not really paying them much attention. All of a sudden, they both pull their shirts up. And I was like, what the? And I'm looking around like, does anyone else see that? And all of a sudden, it like rains beads down. JJ comes back, and he goes, all right, here I go. Dude. You are never going to believe what happened. And I tell him, he laughs so hard. He goes, dude, that's everywhere. That's what this whole thing is. I thought it was a religious holiday.
Of a different sort.
Yeah. You know, you're getting all those vices out before Lent is all you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
I got a question, though. Did you go buy a box of beads?
No, but I got plenty. I got plenty of beads.
Oh, going back to the pole thing.
It was crazy to watch how they clean. Bob and I used to do the show every year from the Royal Sonesta balcony in the quarter on Bourbon. And so we would be there like, 4:30 in the morning or so?
Yeah, we'd get in and, you know, make sure all the equipment was running and we had a signal and all that. And it's at that point, people are winding down the night because it's a 24-hour thing. But, you know, you'd have the stragglers coming through, but mainly it's the street cleaners and all that getting ready for people to actually begin the next phase.
Speaking of the Marines and executing a plan well, those street cleaners, it's incredible. I would watch a documentary on that. It was so cool the way they do it. It's like an army. They roll through in these trucks and they're spraying down. They kind of sweep stuff out, and then another one kind of comes up and gets the remaining that the other one didn't get, and then they come back through and they're spraying, what do they spray, Bubba? Is it like Clorox?
It's like disinfectant. Hopefully.
It smells like bleach. It's like there's a smell.
It probably is straight up bleach mix.
And then they have guys who are just walking with like garden sprayers, and they're just spraying down the thing, and then another one comes through and sprays it down again. I was fascinated watching it. I was also fascinated with the guy who drove by on a bicycle at 5 o'clock in the morning. He had a T-shirt and he had taken eyeballs that were cut out of magazines and pinned them on his shirt. God. He probably had 500 of them, and he's wearing chicken feet, fishnet stockings, and he's riding one of looked like a Pee Wee Herman bicycle, like a little, little bell, like a clink, 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 clink. And I was like, this is another planet.
The freak show is the best, man.
Oh my gosh, it was crazy. Crazy.
Right, so let's put a vote in now for New Orleans then. 2022?
You know, I'm in.
So how long do you guys, I mean, just talk to us about how tight of a group it is for y'all, what you've gone through together, and to be able to still do reunions, like, that's got to be pretty deep ties for you guys.
This is awesome because you kind of, during your time in the service, you'll run into a group of core guys, core people that just get along, and it's like, that's the group I remember. Like, I was overseas, I was in Okinawa, and I had some good friends there. But together at Camp Johnson in North Carolina, I don't know, it was just a great group. And when Facebook came about, that was the thing that kind of sparked everything again, because I had Ruben here's phone number from Texas. I drove, when I left North Carolina, I stopped at his house on my way home to California and stayed with him a few days. So you had some phone numbers here and there, but when Facebook came about, it was amazing. Seeing people pop up, and it's like.
But it was funny because Orozco is the one that started the whole group, I think
we've got our own page.
In one day, I was like, I don't know, it was like Christmas. All these people requesting
you couldn't
to be
get any
friends.
Work
like,
done because
oh my God,
20 people you'd never seen
yeah, it was
in 20
awesome.
Years.
Like they should advertise that. And when the recruiters should tell you, hey, look, join the Marines. You'll never need a place to stay for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
a big bonus.
It'll either be your friend's house or jail. Y'all
yeah. And is gotta, jail kind of close to your friend's house? Sometimes.
As long as you're there with your friends, it's good.
So what is a cool story you guys remember being working together?
Let me feel that
one. Oh, yeah.
Let me feel that
one. And you're going to hear a lot of our last names because we don't really know each other's first names.
They were never on the name tag.
We do, but we don't like
we
to
We do,
use
but
them.
It's we're, we naturally it's say it's Corbett weird. Or Peters yeah. or right. Dodoro.
So I think it was Bly, Randy, and myself. We almost got fired when we took allegedly a convoy of students to Hooters.
Oh yeah.
Well,
in South Carolina?
Yeah. Okay, so
what's he laughing about?
So here's the thing. In my defense, I just got there. and they said you're the convoy commander, it's your first one. Where do you want to go? So jokingly, I said, "You know what? Let's go to Hooters." And they said, okay. And I said, well, it must be okay because we're going to Hooters. So we got – I'll never forget because it was Halloween. So we go down to Wilmington.
Ooh, boy, was it.
We hide the trucks.
So you definitely know the trucks.
Okay. So let me go back. We inconspicuously parked the trucks away from that building. Got okay. all the students in one truck. We went to Hooters, and they were all in costume. So we ate. We read scripture. We got close to the Lord. We got back in the trucks and we came back. And so as you're coming into Camp Johnson, it's a 2-lane road. It's very long and very very narrow. And as we were pulling in, our entire command staff was standing along the front gate waiting for
greeting
us.
You.
It was a greeting party to which I will never forget. Mm. Oh, so wow. So we get back and we stop the convoy right in front of the head shed, and the CO is like, get out. So I got out because I'm a Christian. He said, our staff sergeant, I remember Staff Sergeant Banks, and we all got pulled out, and they said, what were y'all thinking? I said, we were thinking we were hungry, sir. They got good wings there. So Randy and I got pulled into the office, and after this whole thing went down, they asked us, he said, Sergeant Peters, let me ask you a question. When you think of Hooters, what do you think of? Now, I said owls, and
owls.
Wrong answer.
That was the wrong answer. So we at that point for it was like what was it about a month from then we could not leave the base for any reason with a truck at any point.
We were
in timeout for a long time. So in retrospect, it probably wasn't the best first convoy that I ever did, but it was memorable. And
did you die? I didn't die.
Win for the Marines.
But the great part was we all got our jobs back because it was not on the off-limits establishment list, so we were good.
What about the time we lost a truck or two in convoy and they were found in Myrtle Beach? They sent all of us instructors out to look for two Humvees.
I don't remember that.
I don't either.
I was out. In scripture. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, two trucks went out in Myrtle convoy Beach. And got lost.
Number 10?
Yeah. When you somehow separated from the rest of the truck, so they right. figured, well, we were down towards North Carolina, South Carolina uh-huh. line, and they sent us out for a couple hours. We didn't get back till 8, 9 o'clock at night. We didn't have radios or cell phones back then. We're talking mid-90s.
I really wish I would have known about that, because I would have totally went to Myrtle Beach looking for a Humvee. Because that's where I spent all my time was in Myrtle Beach.
Those two idiots, they decided that they got separated. They got on I-40, mm-hmm. and they just decided, you know what? Lejeune's that way, Myrtle Beach that way. It'd be safest to go to Myrtle Beach because it's closer. And that's where they went.
They did. That's
and we got a phone call from
the police.
Like Myrtle Beach PD saying, hey, you guys missing some Humvees? We said, we sure are. You missing some Marines? We don't care. We just want the trucks back.
They'll come back eventually.
Yeah. That's so great, man. I'm so glad you guys are here and being able to, you know, reconnect and have fun and tell stories and, you know, just I think there's a lot of people who don't understand the importance of our military, not just for what traditionally, protection and whatnot, but also those friendships that you make you'll have forever and ever. And it's different because you guys have gone through things that no one else has.
Yeah, they lost trucks.
There's one still in New River that we're supposed to be back. Somewhere
down there. Yeah. Oh, there's still one that's missing?
Yeah. It's an artificial reef.
It's an artificial reef.
We didn't have anything that could pull it out.
It was an unfortunate fording incident.
What's your take on what the Marine Corps is today? I mean, have you been able to kind of, you still have connections with the
Keeping
Marines?
Keeping up with everything?
Yeah,
yeah, some of us do. I've got a couple of buddies still serving with the reserves. They're training here in Middle Tennessee right now. The Marine Special Operations capable guys are cross-training with the Army, so I get to see them fly over, refuel the helicopters and whatnot. The technology's increased. The pay has increased. I think the camaraderie is still there. That will never be broken down as far as Marine traditions go. So I think, if anything, they're maybe a little more capable than what we had back then.
Yeah, I think today's warfighter, especially the Marines, so much technology that they just...
Technology is a force multiplier. I mean, that's exactly what it does. You take, 10 guys who can now do the job of 100 before. Yep. So now if you have 100, you're doing, several hundred. So
will we come to a point where, it's almost like a video game, where... I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, it is now.
Yeah.
I live right outside of Quantico, so I can keep up with some of the technology, what they're doing. And when you watch the Marines train, it's like they have Nintendo controllers in their hand and they have screens and they're doing more from a distance than we used to do. I mean, when we were in, it was up close and personal. But the kids now, the kids now, they're doing things basically just like a video game. It's cool to watch. Wish I had it when I was there because we wouldn't have to walk so far.
But you will always need boots on the ground.
Oh, for sure.
You can blow up an entire town or area, but you're still going to need somebody on the ground to finish the job or get what information you're looking for, whatever. You're always going to have that, no matter what the technology we have. Always have to have that.
I always remember seeing these stories about the bullets that you can control.
Steerable?
Is that a thing now?
No.
It's not issue. It was an experimental design that companies were trying, the military was looking into. It wasn't accurate, and it was very, very expensive.
I bet.
And since the Marine Corps is technically a part of the Navy, when they sit down and figure out budgets, we get a sliver of that. And that's one thing the Marines, all through the time we came about in 1775, is... We had the least budget, and we can do the most with it of all the branches. And most of the other guys in the other branches will tell you that. We've got old gear, old equipment. Every one of us had gear that was 20 years old. I shot ammo in 1996 that was packaged in 72.
Oh, wow.
I was born in 72. And guess what? It still worked.
Still did the job.
You couldn't bend it, though. Bullets there.
Well, Angelina Jolie could. I saw that in a movie.
She's very sexy in the movies. But she did a 360 with a bullet. And that was awesome.
Pretty great. Yeah, but if you can actually do math, that's not going to work.
It don't work.
What is something you would tell someone who is maybe even thinking about... enlisting in the Marine Corps, what would you tell someone?
It'll be fun, they said.
That's right.
I say do it.
I say go to the
Air Force. See new places.
If it's family, if it's somebody in my family, I prefer them to go to the Air Force. But if it's
over
some young hard chargers, I'd say Coast Guard would have been a cool option. I thought about that when I was in high school. And
I don't like cold water.
I still kind of envision that.
I don't like cold water.
I have a nephew that's in the Coast Guard right now. He's in over 10 years, and they're the ones that were federally affected when the federal government shut down. They weren't getting paid. Yeah. So don't do the Coast Guard.
Well, from your guys' perspective, did you eat at a Marine Corps chow hall and an Air Force chow hall?
No.
Did you see the difference? We ate
on the Marine base at Fuji. We ate at the little restaurant they had there, which was nice. They called it the Roadhouse or whatever, and it was pretty great.
That wasn't federally funded.
I don't know who funded it, but it was nice. And then at the other bases, Zama, we ate... at the golf course, because Army's got it rough.
Not the same.
And then the naval base, we ate out in town. So because Yokosuka is just such a big place, there's options galore.
Imagine
right outside the gates.
Imagine week old leftovers. That's what we ate every day in the mess hall. It wasn't horrible.
But they told us it was veal.
Yeah, they told you whatever.
I remember coming out of the Marines and telling my wife, like, no, we had, like, veal a lot. She's like, veal? Really? That sounds great. And I was like, tastes like, you know, you had old steak. But yeah. It probably wasn't veal then.
Remember them stuffed peppers? I hate stuffed peppers. To this day, I won't eat them. And that's why I like hot sauce, because it was just hamburger and rice stuffed in a pepper. And then... no taste.
All
none,
the hot sauce
none.
You can get,
Tabasco
they would give
sauce.
Us to make
everything good.
Everything.
Yeah. I put hot sauce on everything still.
A lot of people do. Yeah, a lot of Marines still
that's
do.
Good for your fat burning, too. The more hot sauce, the more your body burns.
So I think the answer to your question is we wouldn't talk people into it. You really.
Well, it's not true.
You really either have to want to do it. If people say, I want to be a Marine, then you say, I'll help you do it. If people are like, I'm not sure, yeah, bro, it's not for you.
Yeah.
You're probably going to want to walk away.
Do you know that if you go through Marine boot camp, you don't ever have to go through any other branch of boot camp?
If you change branches.
If you change branches, which some people do that. But if you were in the Navy and want to go to the Marines, you'd have to go through Marine.
Wow. Doesn't matter, 10 years in Navy,
so you got to go through Marine. So once you've done the Marine one, you don't have to go through any other boot camp.
Wow.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
Yeah, I think my brother was Navy for 15 or 16 years, and I don't think he had, when he went and retired with the Coast Guard, so he could stay basically at home. They worked out some kind of deal. But I don't think he had to redo basic for them. I think he went straight from the Navy into the Coast Guard.
Yeah, depending on your job, there's always exceptions. But I had a cousin that we sat down, and he's like, I think I want to enlist. I'm like, okay, well, what kind of job do you want to do? And, you know, 'cause that's another thing. He's like, you can work on jets. Well, you might work on a little part in a building and never see the plane. But, hey, you're working on jets. Mm-hmm. And we sat down and talked about it, and he was serious. And I said, well, go see a recruiter, take the test, and this, that, and the other. A couple weeks later, he goes, hey, I got a date to go to boot camp. He's still into this day meritoriously promoted every time from E2.
Wow.
He's been in 12 years, and he's already an E8.
Wow.
And he is in the recruiting field up in Louisville. He's in charge of everything Louisville. And he's not that, you know, Bible-thumping kind of Marine, It's just, it's in his system. It's in his blood.
He's killing it, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's rocking it.
Okay, there's one success story. Okay.
So you guys were asking earlier about how we, you know, come together and how, it's funny because I was just talking to Orozco's wife, Natalie, and we just pick up exactly where we left off. Yeah. Whether it could be, Dodoro said, it could be like 2 weeks ago or it could be 10 years ago. And we just, everybody's exactly the same, you know.
Just older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And better.
Furrier. Hey.
Not as lean, not as mean, but we are still Marines.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
And Greg Cantu here, he wasn't on any social media. So we're always looking for people. Yazzie, if you're out there, we're looking for you.
Join Yazzie.
So Greg just popped up like a year and a half ago on Facebook, and we're like, oh my God, there's Cantu. Because he had just disappeared after we all got out. He went to Okinawa, and then he got out from there. And never thought we'd see him and find him again. And here he is, man. We're like, we're definitely doing a reunion now that we found you.
Did he not make the last reunion?
No, we didn't.
No.
I wasn't on Facebook, so I never knew that this was actually going on.
You kind of
always thought about everybody, but.
Yeah.
Witness protection.
So why are you not on Facebook? You just.
I just.
Come to the mic here.
You just didn't want to be anywhere with social media at all?
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah,
I
have a couple friends. Like, it's funny because they'll get off of Facebook, and then next thing you know, they're on a couple's Facebook.
I never did that.
Drama. Got your drama there. So,
Hey, call me. I got a funny joke for you.
So what is the plan? What is the plan now for the reunions? Is it going to be every 2, 3 years, 5 years?
Yeah, I think 5 years was kind of too far along, and initially, we were like, yeah, we'll do this in 5 years. And then it was like, oh, I miss you guys already. Mm-hmm. Let's do something. We all want a vacation all the time anyways. So, yeah, every couple and a half years, I think. And
yeah, we're spread out from Florida to Oregon, California to
he's a local
Ohio.
Guy, though.
I live here now.
Okay. So, like, as far as this goes, I mean, everybody have families and whatnot? Or for the most part. And do you bring your families to the reunions? Or is that so many head shakes?
Well,
I brought my wife.
Oh, you brought your family. So she said no, you couldn't go unless you brought her.
No, she actually said you can go on your own, but I
nobody's brought any kids yet though.
No, I don't think
it's not really. No, we don't need any kids.
Did you not see the poll last night?
I don't want to corrupt them.
And it's been different people, too. We've got some new faces, different faces this time around.
Yeah, we had, three, four guys in Vegas that couldn't make it this year.
Oh, that's kind of a, well, that's
their wives said they couldn't make it this year.
Their wives.
And we still have some guys that didn't make it this year, too. Mm-hmm. One from Washington, one down in Florida.
Chicago.
Just Florida. Everybody all over the place.
Yeah, we kind of given up distance and planning-wise so we can put it on our calendars and make the dates. We'll do a loose calendar at first, and then we'll start dialing it in as we get within a year, because a year comes quick. Yeah. Once you plan something like this, and look, all of a sudden we're here in Nashville on the Big D and Bubba Show.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Who knew? So now you got to plan your next one for something really cool. Like, you know, do it like in L.A. and you could do like a Hollywood thing. And next thing you know, you could be on a show. You could be like on TV.
Yeah, that might work.
Oh, you could be in a movie. You could be in John Wick 4. By the way, John Wick 3. Is awesome.
Good. Came out last night, right?
Well, yeah, I saw it last night. Crazy, man.
Awesome. It's a cool story.
I love Keanu.
And his gun work is actually really well.
Yeah.
There was a couple things in this one I was like, oh, don't cut corners on some of the CGI stuff.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it was great. Just a little suggestion.
Okay.
Not on this trip, but when you get home, go watch John Wick 3. It's good. It's worth it.
Sounds like a Tuesday night date night.
Tuesday night, date night. It's perfect.
$100. Well, what can you recommend us to go visit while we're here?
Man, you know, there's so much. For people who, because we get this question all the time, what do you want us to go do in Nashville? What should we do? And I ask Patrick all the time. I'm like, because Patrick is out in bars constantly.
Don't ask
him. I'm like the lame dude. I'm like, I go home and whatever, you know. My things are, I'll go to the fire station and I'll go run calls, or I'll go home, and that's it. And Patrick is like, okay, this bar, this bar, this bar, this restaurant, stay away from this. This one's always recommended, but, you know, do this. The pedal taverns and all that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, please don't. Please, for the love of God, don't do a pedal tavern.
And don't drink and get on those little scooters.
Damn, that was on the plan for tonight.
Yeah. I saw that on the news today.
Somebody always gets a skull cracked on those things.
Yeah. Actually, there's somebody in critical condition. From an accident last night.
They're just saying, did y'all see that?
The lady we saw was an ankle thing. The lady we saw, it was just her ankle.
Oh, I saw it on the news this morning. Oh. That somebody did get seriously hurt.
I think they're sponsored by the local hospitals now.
Hey.
Yeah.
Dude, that's such a good idea. My advertising brain immediately goes, man, if I were St. Thomas, I would have one of the hospitals.
Right. Free 5 minutes, you know. Right?
Yeah.
The scooter will default to get you there.
So what you do is you click in, and that way, whenever you wreck, then it just drags you there.
There goes another one. Down Broadway.
I think this, anybody who's planning a trip or wanting to do a Nashville weekend, whether it's for bachelorette things, because this town has become bachelorette central.
The plane.
Wait till tonight.
So
here's a game. On Friday or Saturday nights, if you're on Lower Broadway in Nashville, count bachelorette parties. Every time you get to 10, everybody has to do a shot.
Oh, God. Mm.
Be careful. We got to 44 one night. Now, I will tell you that some of those we might have counted twice because of the shots.
but there was at least 30.
There was at least 30. There were a lot.
My thinking is you should maybe do the shot after 5, because that makes it more fun.
Depends how many shots you can do.
You just said you had 4 shots.
Yeah, but remember, we're also drinking throughout the night. It's not like all we did was those 4 shots. That was the 4 shots, and in between each shot, there were a lot of beers and other things. 5 is dangerous. I'm telling you right now. You won't get out of the first bar without taking 2 shots if you do 5. It's that many bachelorette parties.
That's true. What was the first place we went to yesterday?
Old Smoky.
It's a new place.
Old Smoky Distillery.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want us advertising them.
That's fine. We don't care. We talk about whatever.
They're new, and it was really good.
And they got a whole
their margaritas are really good.
Quarter of property there.
Hey, and that pickle
moonshine.
And their moonshine. Yeah, moonshine. Pickle
moonshine. We did do some moonshine.
We had some.
If you like moonshine, you got to go to the Bootleggers, which is right on Lower Broad. It's at Broadway and 2nd. Great bar. The music there is usually really good. If you don't want to go back to Lower Broad tonight, you should go to Losers at least once.
losers. Just don't tell them I told you to go.
Okay. That's
kind of the secret.
We've only seen one third of Broadway so far.
Well, it's interesting because winners and losers are right next door to each other, mm-hmm. and everybody goes to winners because that's where you think
you
that's where winners go.
Right. No, that's how we trick tourists.
Okay? That's right. Tourist trap.
That's it. It's like how the Vikings named Greenland and Iceland the opposite
right.
of what they were.
Still
it's the same thing. Just trick everyone.
And it's probably owned by the same people, the winners.
It is. You have to go to the Country Music Hall of Fame
okay.
if you haven't.
Yes.
If you want to do one, you know, country music related thing, that's
definitely
the thing you should do. Touring the Ryman is also pretty cool.
Somebody told me the Johnny Cash Museum is really cool, too.
Johnny Cash Museum is cool. It's right downtown.
What about the Musician Hall of Fame? I haven't checked that one out yet.
I'm not a musician, and I wouldn't even know the first thing I'm looking at.
The Musician's Hall of Fame is cool. If you really want to do a, you know, see a bunch of stuff, I mean, if you're going to only do one, go to the Country Music Hall of Fame. The Musician's Hall isn't it's downtown, but it's not
near
everything
else. What is it just like guitars and things? I mean, what's in there?
They have some other cool stuff, but it's, I mean, yeah. It's under the municipal auditorium, mm-hmm. or in the lower part of it. So it's not really near the rest of all the stuff in downtown Nashville.
So it's kind of out of the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but you know, we're used to walking. They made us walk
that
for 4 years. Even though we were truck drivers, hey, let's go for a hike. Why? Because we're Marines. That makes no sense.
Got a great, fully functional truck. Why do you want me to go rucking?
Yeah.
So Los Angeles has hot yoga, but I hear there's hot chicken here. What is this about?
Hot chicken and hot yoga are not the same thing.
Not the same.
And you don't want to do them combined. Yeah.
And I will tell you this. I don't think hot chicken is all that. You know, going back to the Louisiana connection, you know, growing up, I love me some Popeyes, spicy. I don't think it gets any better than that. It's just the right temperature of spicy. And the hot chicken, I think they overdo it, and you don't taste the chicken. It's not enjoyable.
Because
and that's the thing, is all these little hot chicken places, they try to out-hot chicken each other, so we're the hottest.
It's like there was a conspiracy to pick a food that they could make a Nashville thing, and so that's what they went with. It was a hot chicken. Oh, hot chicken, that's our thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, we could have picked a better thing. Just, you know.
Like, why couldn't we
Moon Pie.
I would like to be a barbecue town.
No. Why couldn't Nashville be famous for chocolate chip cookies?
Yeah.
Actually,
they are. That's
we
where
could have done
Christie
that.
Cookies Christie are.
Yeah. Right here, yeah. So we could have been, you ever had a Nashville chocolate chip cookie? That stuff's great.
Yeah,
no,
bad.
We had to pick something that's painful to
cookie
eat.
Cookie dough, it actually would have been better.
I've heard also to try crystal sliders.
You've never had a crystal slider?
No.
Okay. Have you had White Castle and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Crystal and White Castle, close.
Oh, yeah, they're similar. Better. Yeah.
We'll check it out at 3 a.m.
Oh, no.
Oh, White Castle's way better.
Crystal's great. They have just the perfect amount of onions.
My boss said to me, we were in a staff meeting, he said on Thursday, could you bring me back some crystal? And I said, whoa, I don't do drugs. They're sliders.
All right, here's my favorite piece of Nashville insider information. You're going to be out tonight? You're going to be out past midnight?
Okay. Don't go to the ATM.
Okay, wait a minute.
If we are all over 40.
If you're hungry, at midnight, Monell's opens, the Monell's in Germantown, which is this famous restaurant, opens at midnight on Friday and Saturday nights to serve breakfast to drunk people.
Oh.
And it is the greatest. What you have to do is you have to eat breakfast at Monell's because it's like all these great breakfast foods. You sit at one big table and there's just enough of you, you'll get your own table because it's 12 per table. You sit at one table, they just start bringing you food. You don't order.
What?
They just start bringing you food, you pass it around the table.
It's family style, so.
It's great for lunch.
Awesome. Awesome.
It's great for lunch, it's great for dinner. But breakfast at Monell's, they only serve on Saturday and Sundays.
Or Drunkfest.
It's amazing. Because it's everything you can imagine eating for breakfast plus fried chicken. It is so good. But you don't want to get up at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning and go eat breakfast,
especially
right?
after you've been out all night.
So just go at 12 o'clock at night. I'm telling you, twice I have been out downtown and it's about 12:15 and I went, dude, Monell's is serving breakfast right now. Let's go.
Make a left.
The best. Any Lyft drive or anything, it can take you. It's about a 3-4 minute drive from anywhere in downtown. You want to go to Monell's in Germantown and eat late night breakfast Friday night. That's my Nashville tip. They are not paying me to say that.
Not yet.
That is probably the best one I've heard because I didn't even know about that, and I've been here forever.
Yeah, Monell's breakfast. I've been telling people for years, like, if you can get up on Saturday morning and make it to Monell's before they switch to lunch, you will it will change your life.
Oh, I'm not standing in line.
And the pancake thing. Yeah, you don't want to do that. That's lame.
We'll see you there, Patrick.
45 minutes
out. Yeah. Yeah. See you on tonight. I'll be,
we'll see you at Monell's.
Save us a table.
Well, guys, enjoy. Enjoy your reunion weekend. I think it's cool. I think it's super, super cool that you guys get together and still get to hang out and all that kind of stuff. And support each other through thick and thin, and y'all are just badasses.
Before we leave, we really appreciate you doing this. This is an awesome part of the reunion. Yeah. I can't believe how quickly Patrick agreed when we asked about it.
He's like, can we just come see the studio? I'm like, can you want to come be on the podcast? Are you kidding?
He's like, what?
Listen, the coolest, and it says this, and anytime I have to write a bio or any kind of award entry or anything for the show, it says, the greatest accomplishment that we have as a show is that we are on AFN, and that, I mean, am I wrong?
We fought for that for a decade to try to get on, and finally, whenever it worked out, it was like
when we get calls and texts from all over the world because you know, soldiers, Marines, and airmen are listening on AFN. Seriously, it's the thing that makes us show up and do this every day. So,
and that's one of our most listened to stations. Also, is the mainstream country. So,
really,
yep, definitely. Well,
there you go. Who knew? And now, Big D and Bubba on every morning in the morning. So, no matter where you are in the world, we're on in the morning.
Yep.
It takes a little getting used to, though, because they're listening to, they time shift it now. So they're listening to tomorrow. When I lived in Guam back in the day, it used to freak me out because everything was like the day, it was always a day late. And I'm like, okay, well, you get used to it after about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So.
And then you come back. It takes you three months to read.
Wait, we're celebrating Christmas on Christmas? What? Y'all are crazy.
The Super Bowl is kind of like a unofficial holiday for people overseas because they're up at whatever time it is.
Yeah, like 2 or 3 a.m.
to start watching the game. So
yeah, I used to have to do that to watch football, too. Monday mornings, you're like, oh, you know, you're waking up at Monday at 6 o'clock to watch a live football game. That's crazy, man.
Well, as a token of our appreciation at AFN, I wanted to give you one of these challenge coins. Maybe you've heard of them as your time over there in the Pacific recently. But we're just so appreciative of the Big D and Bubba show. And the way you guys are so selfless with your time and dedication to the troops, I wanted to present this to you.
Dude. We appreciate that.
Cool.
Thank you.
Also for Patrick and Big D, I have a coin for them too.
Well, we're going to make sure every single one of you leaves here with one of ours as well.
Awesome. Thank
you. This is awesome.
Appreciate it. It's a big deal that, you know, when we were in, they had a formatting and it was, oh, my God. You had an hour of country, an hour of hip-hop, an hour of rock.
Yeah, we had basically one channel. Like
big band.
So it was just put together by
And you prayed that you weren't in that vehicle that had a AM/FM radio during the hour you wanted to listen to, and it was the same thing they played last time. You're like, really? Come on. There's 80 gazillion songs out there. Yeah. So now with
now
the
we're
variety.
Streaming, got a dozen streaming. Channels and
yeah, you guys have the 360 app and everything. We get a lot of feedback from, like we said, from the military in general, and it really is the coolest thing. And you know, saying it's an honor and whatever, it can get repetitive, but it really is. It's why we come to work, because we know that somewhere somebody needs a pick me up, whether they're military or civilian or whatever.
Definitely.
You know, we're escapism. We don't really get into politics. We don't really do any of that. So we just come and have a good time.
Fun, yep.
And that's what it's all about. Just you know. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Again, enjoy your reunion. That is awesome.
Thank you.
Great.
Thanks for having you.
Yay! And I do want to say that the podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Once again, if you're looking for auto parts, think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
And wear your seatbelt.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says put your seatbelt on, click it or tick it.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because we can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Every day?
It was the podcast.